KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Economic development in KZN says millions of rands will be needed for disaster recovery in and around Margate after Sunday's devastating storm. MEC's Fonisio Duma visited the area yesterday to assess the impact of the downpour. Five people lost their lives. Businesses and infrastructure in the CBD were severely damaged when heavy rains and strong winds lashed the south coast. Duma says he's also concerned about local tourism.
So we've already started the process of engaging the National Minister of Culture so that we could just be able to declare this place. It's a pity that it was the same thing that took place in 2022 at the Thekwini municipality. It started as this, ended up being a very big thing.
With the general election over a month away, the IEC is now printing the ballot papers. Many of us will be putting an X on. Chief Electoral Officer Simon Mobolo says it's important for voters to carefully review each of the ballots. All voters will receive three different ballot papers. The National PR ballot will be for the seats in the National Assembly. You can only vote for political parties on this dual column ballot. Mamabolo says the provincial ballots will be unique to each province.
This ballot will allow voters to choose between a political party or an independent candidate to represent them in the provincial legislature.
The third ballot is being introduced for the first time in next month's elections. Mamabolo explains what it's for.
With respect to the regional ballot or the province to national ballot, it will have political parties and independent candidates contesting for seats reserved for each province in the National Assembly. Voters will use this ballot to elect a political party or an independent to represent them in the National Assembly.
And the U.S. says it's drafting further sanctions against Iran. Security officials say they'll target Tehran's missile and drone program as well as military body, the Revolutionary Guards. Tensions are soaring following Iran's direct assault on Israel for a deadly strike on its consulate in Damascus. Israel's weighing up a response while Britain has called for calm heads to prevail. Chuck Freilich, a former deputy national security advisor in Israel, believes the response to Tehran's aerial bombardment won't be rushed.
I think we can respond at a time of our own choosing when it's most effective. And there is no such thing as we have no choice. You always have a choice.
Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Ali Khan warns any retaliation will spark a backlash.
If for any reason the Zionist regime makes the slightest malevolent move against our homeland, our individuals or our interests, it will definitely face a resolute and hard response.
Dublin's reaching a high of 27 degrees, Maritzburg 26, Richards Bay 29. I'm Natara Nadesan, you've been with the Newswatch team.
And coming up in your sports, Mamelodi Sundowns boss Rolani Mlungisi Mgwena says the level of refereeing in South Africa is very, very poor. PSG stunned Barca in the Champions League and winning starts will return for Rafa at the Barcelona Open.